Quiz Course with DJ Lee. Oh. Thursday evening, 7:30 to 9. Radio way outside the margins.
Some even make up their own songs, including lyrics only they can understand.
Imagine your possessions. I wonder if you can.
Three blind mice, they all ran after the farmer's wife who cut off their... with a carving knife.
All that noise. All that noise.
Getting back to the music that has come to me from another planet.
Wow, what does it take to get my new promo going on this radio station? This is Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR 101.9 Vancouver. You found us again. Thanks for listening. Today we've got a few things coming up from Stahlio's new album and some things from... let me get this right here. Of course it doesn't say anything anywhere to me about this. Well, we'll get to that later. Anyway, thanks for coming by. I believe it's the Signal to Noise festival that's going to be going on. Maybe I should just get right into things before I go on something else here. We've got a fairly updated playlist going, actually, at members.sha.ca/eecorpse. So you can go there and check out some of the new things. Some of the tracks we played in the last whole bunch of years are up there. So like I said, the new Stahlio CD is out. It's called Whack Cylinders. And Stahlio, who I always like, usually one of the members of Animals Within Animals, if I'm correct. Which I'm confused today, so who knows if I'm correct about anything. So from that album, let's hear a track called Doctor of Love, for starters, here at Exquisite Corpse.
Of course, this week, marriages are taking place between men and men and women in the state of Massachusetts. I think it's significant that Daystar is the only Pearson TV station in the state of Massachusetts, and we're going into almost every home in Massachusetts right now. But this is an issue that affects our nation because there are people flying from other states going to Massachusetts and getting married. And Joanne, how interesting was the email that you forwarded me from one of our viewers who watched the program yesterday. Joanne did a program about lesbianism, and one of the guests was a lesbian pastor named Dr. Love. And so you got an email from another lesbian pastor who said that her and her significant other were flying to Massachusetts to get married. Is that true?
Yes, we have tremendous response, and it's just amazing to me how many people out there who are struggling with this same-sex attraction. And I had done programs addressing homosexuality and really focused on the men, and so I just had an outcry from the women, especially women who have come out of that lifestyle, who said, Joanne, you've got to talk about it from the lesbian view. So we have just had tremendous response, but it's just so amazing. One thing I've noticed about these women is that just about all of them were hurt by a husband or a father or some type of abuse. Life, and that's kind of what we try to convey through these programs. But this is an important, we don't miss that. We believe that there is between one man and one woman. That is the way that God intended. And that's the way that our founding fathers and throughout it to be an institution though. It's an important ministry. It's a really important issue.
It's a common thought here today.
Stalio, and Doctor of Love from Whack Cylinders, Stalio. It's free, downloadable stuff. You can look him up. It's, do a search on Stalio with a S-T-A-L-L-I-O exclamation point. And you found Exquisite Corpse Radio. We're going to hear another one from this CD, which we're all very glad to have in front of us. Thanks, Stalio, for this thing and everything else that you do. Let's hear a track called All Americans. All Americans. And then we'll tell you a little about Air America.
All Americans are now being faced with a continuing campaign of censorship and harassment by the government at all levels. We are all going through a difficult time concerning our personal rights, rights guaranteed to us by the First Amendment. You see, the government is trying to censor what you want to hear, say, and think, even if it's in the privacy of your own home. They are trying to legislate new laws that apply censorship to videos, books, records, and photographs. These laws give broad powers to the police and prosecutors to seek to stop the distribution and exhibition of materials that they, not you or I, consider obscene. This form of censorship goes against our Bill of Rights and the founding principles of this country. Do you want to lose the right to read whatever books you choose, buy whatever records you choose, or visit any museum exhibition you want? Do you want to lose the right to own or rent adult films or videotapes? Of course you don't. But censorship is an attempt on the part of the government to legislate your choices and freedom of expression. I urge you to take an interest in local, state, congressional, and presidential elections. Write to your congressman or state representative and voice your opinion to them. support only those candidates whose views are like ours. Support people who believe in a government that limits its intrusion into our homes and personal affairs. Be aware and understand the issues of privacy, First Amendment rights, and freedom of choice. Remember, there is power in numbers. Together, we can fight censorship and win.
Well, let's hope so. So, speaking of which, my friends, well, first of all, thanks for coming by to Exquisite Corpse Radio here at CITR. And if you know me well, to any extent, you might know that one of my heroes is a woman named Randy Rhodes, and she's a talk show host on Air America. And well, let's just get into this here. From her own words. Well, she's been suspended off Air America and has landed another show at Nova M Radio out of Phoenix. Now, she says, in my years of hosting a daily talk on AM radio, I got in trouble for saying many things, but never for anything said off the air. American society just wasn't wound as tightly then as some sectors of it are now, patrolling everybody else's every words and seeking so desperately to be offended by them. Hard to read.
And open the window.
So anyway, just a point of interest. Now, Randy Rhodes was in a San Francisco nightclub. A private event with nothing but adults there. And she called she called Hillary Clinton and Geraldine Ferraro. She called them effing whores. In a comedic environment, in a stand-up routine. And was off the air. This was not broadcast on her show or on any radio show. And she gets fired from it. That, for me, that's akin to me swearing somewhere. Maybe calling somebody an effing a-hole or something. Somebody that's not even related to my workplace and me getting fired for that. That's what that would be like. So I don't understand. I couldn't see, actually, you know, I couldn't see her going back to Air America after that, because she would need to, she talks about everything that's going on in her life. She would have to come back there and give him hell and expound on it. And I couldn't see her going back to the same network and trying to do that there. So I had a feeling she was leaving. And Nova M is one fine network that is about to sweep Air America under the rug, basically. Or what's another metaphor? I don't know. But anyway, maybe a little too much information from this show, but it's big news in my life, maybe in yours too. I listen to Air America at work a lot of the times during the day. I bought a special strong radio to get Seattle's progressive talk station during the day, and I'm kind of a political junkie, so that's why. Shall we move on? Something more entertaining, perhaps? My phone is ringing, and I'm in the studio. Can you believe that? Maybe we'll play... Let's play another one of these Stalio tracks, actually. Because we can, and we like it. So, Stalio here with What Could Have Been... from Stelio's Wax Cylinders.
total chaos. It could be total chaos. It would be total chaos. It could be total chaos. Why does he keep repeating everything I'm saying? Why do I keep repeating everything he's saying? It could be total chaos. It would be total chaos. It could be total chaos.
Sounds like somebody describing the show. But no, that's Stalio and what could have been from Whack Cylinders. Free downloadable album. I recommend Stalio stuff. I've got in front of me now the Signal and Noise Festival 2008. Some tracks from some of the artists that are participating in that. We have Kristen Rouse, or Rouse right now. So I can't read some of these names. I Like Good Machinery, evidently, is what this is called. Let's get right into that, shall we?
Yes.
Yes, we shall.
I was happy, then one day, inside me, there was this blue voice says, Tennessee Steiners. I said, what? He said, you ain't happy. Then this voice inside of me continued as follows. This is nowhere. You gotta make a new scene. You gotta change your bag. That's when I split. I went to Tibet. To a mountaintop. With swamis and monks. I discovered my real self. It was wonderful.
I don't have to go to Tibet. I know who I am. I know what I want.
I need a big, strong car.
Have you had much experience with cars?
Woman's pretty funny piece of equipment.
Look, lady, by profession, I'm a racing driver.
Oh.
First time in a long while, I felt my real self out there today. I mean, a sense of authority like the top drivers have, you know? Authority, you know?
It's
is how it ought to be. Me and these kind of wheels.
Excuse me asking, but aren't you doing all right with a little car?
But can you imagine how I'd make it with equipment like this?
Is it so important to you?
Without a real car, I'm only half a man. With equipment like this...
Pretty funny piece of equipment. Imagine Adam thought woman was a pretty funny piece of equipment when he met Eve. Pretty funny piece of equipment. Chance.
Don't start that again.
I need something that can cut it. I've done great with this little car so far. But
I gotta stop kidding myself. I need a big, strong car. Big, strong car.
Oh. It's already starting to happen.
What's starting to happen?
Us human beings. We had a chance to make something out of this world. We blew it. Okay. Another kind of civilization is going to take a turn. I'm sitting up on top of this mountain, right?
Right.
I'm surrounded by these gurus and swamis and monks, right?
Right.
I'm looking at my stomach.
Yeah.
I'm knocking back a little rice wine.
Uh-huh.
That's some contemplation going. I see things like they are. I could have told you all this was coming.
What's coming?
Jim, it's happening right under our noses and we can't see it. We take machines and we stuff them with information until they're smarter than we are. Take a car. Most guys spread more love and time and money on a car in a week than they do on their wife and kids in a year. Pretty soon, you know what? The machine starts to think it is somebody.
You let that little car get under your skin, didn't you?
There's a lot of glue been written about it. The bond between a man and his automobile. How he hates it sometimes, mostly how he loves it. Showers gifts on it in the way of accessories, all that. He gets hysterical if somebody scratches the paint or makes it lose face on the freeway. Maybe some of those feelings got into the machinery. Tennessee thinks so.
Don't you?
There is something real about that little car. Something that doesn't even have a name. What I don't understand is out of the millions of people in the world, why it picked a dog-eared second-rater like me.
You stood up for it once. I guess it thought you were worth belonging to. I understand that.
I like good machinery. Machinery.
I like good machinery.
Kristen Ruth, and I Like Good Machinery from the Signal and Noise Festival coming up. And Thursday, April 17th was evidently the first day. And there's plenty of stuff going on. And Friday, the 18th, there's more. And Saturday, April 19th, you'll have more. And... And I gotta find a little more info on this here, and let's check this out. There's different locations evidently in different places, and I'm not finding those right now. Anyway, this is the next one. Going to be hearing Jen Quang Chang and Shi Flush Vegetable Lo Mein and etc. Right here at Exquisite Corpse Radio. Thank you.
is Dick Valentine from Electric Six. You're listening to CITR 101.9, University of British Columbia. When a problem needs a problem solver, guess who gets the call? Me, that's all. You're tuned in with a black revolver. Guess who dropped the ball? The writing's on the wall. The president of the Copper Lady loves the Senate Green. From New York to Los Angeles and all points in between. Planning 50 million megawatts of gasoline. All right, Exquisite Corpse Radio here on CI. TR Radio 101.9 Vancouver. You know that from the station idea I just played. Jin, let's see here. Let me get back to this. Chang Jen Kuang. No, it's written differently on the paper there. She, flush, vegetable lo mein, and intolerable happiness. Friday, April 18th at Diffusion, part of the Signal and Noise 2008. It was a sonic collage we just heard, constructed with sounds recorded by, let's see if I can pronounce this. R09 recorder in the manner of found art. By combining these seemingly irrelevant sonic blocks, the composer aimed to invite audience to examine the ludicrous sensuality and unwelcome serendipity in our daily routines. That's exactly what I got out of that. And first track we heard, Kristen Roos, I Like Good Machinery, which you can experience Saturday, April 19th at Diffusion. I Like Good Machinery is a humus audio cut-up of the 1969 film Herbie the Love Bug. In cutting and rearranging, the subtext of this film is revealed, the relationship between men and machines, and women and men and machines, which leaves us in a not-so-distant reality where somewhere between J.G. Ballard's Crash and 1960s Disney. Kristen's audio art is informed by aspects of acoustic ecology, radio art, sound collage, and phonography. More at microradio.ca. Now, bringing us back to signal and noise information. We've got a thing called a diffusion, which is evidently sound pieces. Which you, I guess, go into a more media arts center sort of thing and listen. You have live performances as well with Inflection, the Ghost Taco, Dialogue, and Pneumonia on Thursday, Friday with Torch Song, Touching Velvet, and H2K, and Saturday with Zero Bit Project, WWKA Control, and Robot Cowboy. And there will be installations, art installations, with Endless Kiss, Queer Power, Seam Rippers, Craft Collective, Sex Noise, and Slab. Now, there's info at signalandnoise.ca. The diffusion part of the festival is $7. Per night. The live audio performances are $10 a night, and both for $15. Doors open at 8, diffusion at 9, live audio at 10:30, and installations ongoing at Vivo Media Arts Center, 1965 Main Street, Vancouver, BC. And like I said, more info at signalandnoise.ca. Again, Thursday, April 17th, Friday, April 18th, Saturday, April 19th. We're hearing another one in the background as we speak. Yes, we are. And this one is... It's got some French, so I'm going to completely mess this up. Slaughter it, of course. Pete Stollery.
excuse me, Scenes Rendezvous, which will be heard, you can hear it's April 19th at the Diffusion. The pieces take Claude Lelouch's short film, C'était on Un Rendezvous from 1975 as its starting point. The film is a manic drive at dawn through the streets of Paris at breakneck speed from the Boulevard des Périphériques to the Basilique Sacré-Cœur in under 9 minutes. Scenes, which I'm pronouncing wrong, Rendezvous, which is, I recognize that word, consists of field recordings made whilst walking the route, which are interspersed with acousmatic episodes derived from the field recordings. Pete Stollery is a composer and teacher who exists in the northeast of Scotland. Holy moly. So PeteStollery.com, Pete, STOLLERY.com, for more information. And all this information at signalandnoise.ca. A lot of yakking tonight at Exquisite Corpse. Let's hear some more of this, though. Pete Stollery's Scenes Rendezvous. Thank you. also Pete Stollery there. Scenes and Rendezvous, Saturday, April 19th at Diffusion from Signal and Noise Festival. signalandnoise.ca for more information. This is Exquisite Corpse Radio. Let's play some Linda Ray Dornan. Track called Blinded, and this is also as part of the festival. A short story about reaching for the sun. In structure, it is cut up and collaged. An interdisciplinary artist who has exhibited in North and South America and in Europe, Linda Ray Dornan.ca with Blinded. Thank you.
at Dunkin' Donuts each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
belongs to me. Hold my hand. Lie closer. Number, where are we on? And now you are a woman. What is this?
A hero, if you will, a hero whose dreams have turned to nightmares, who walks in step with tragedy and death, but still he perseveres, for such is the haunting fate of Spider-Man.
Take a look at myself. I've got to put the past behind me and bury my sorrow. I've got to stop, take a hold of my life. There's no more room for second guessing. I must think of tomorrow.
I made mistakes I can't undo. I can't replace the life I knew. I got to start out new, and time will show me the way. I'm gonna let time show me the way. I've got to stop tormenting myself, take the chance and stop this nightmare, or live with it always. I got to go ahead with the dreams that I'm fighting so hard for me, for they are mine always. Oh, I've got to start out new, and time
sucks, because it tends to get lonely. But most people just are so full of shit and so full of themselves and so phony that it's just, I'd rather just hang out by myself, really.
Yes. Sorry. Spider-Man, Reflections of a Superhero. Time will show me the way. From a very strange record CD that was re-released back in, looks like 2000. From a 1976 release from, well, as part of a Marvel Comics thing, of course. Stan Lee doing the introduction there. And it looks like it was on something called Life Song. Is that what that says? Life Song and Winthrop labels. There you go. Written and performed by Marty Nelson, William Kirkland, and Terrence P. Minogue. And very inspiring. Time Will Show Me the Way. Woman. Before that, from People Like Us, from There Goes Nothing. Desmond Leslie in there with a few songs, Comet in Aquarius, Mercury Fleet Messenger, etc., Asteroid Belt. Three tracks from the Desmond Leslie's Music of the Future. And we heard also in there a little snippet from The Fisher King. And the, I don't know, what would you call that? I don't know what to call it. Michael Jeter delivers a message in The Fisher King. There you go. And
each day I get up to take a breath.
We heard a few tracks from Signal and Noise, which is a festival that's going on the, well, it's going on soon at the Vivo Media Arts Center, Thursday, April 17th, 18th, and 19th. And I told you about that. So hear this track we have in the background now. This is, I already forgot. Phineas Narco. I'm sorry, Phineas. And this is a track that he gave to us for the 24 Hours of Radio Art Festival. And I guess I better get my phone. So, check this out.
Time is running out for the planet Earth.
Everything around me became suddenly unreal, as if in a dream.
Bodies, 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 b question.
Photographing, torture. It's a form of interrogation and a form of torture.
They won't let you go.
A question of torture. Torture, ridiculous. Alberto Gonzalez.
Become more like your enemy.
We are nothing like our own torture. What's legal? What's
Change your approach to emotional process and you may find that you are a lot less emotionally distressed than you think. Let's say that you have the thought, I am worried. As soon as you have that thought, your brain asks itself, why am I worried? And believe me, your brain will always come up with a reason. As you think about this reason, you will likely feel even more worried. As more intense feelings of worry arise, you will naturally think of more and more reasons why you are worried and should be. You see the trap? Feel it. Hearing the question, why am I worried, is enough to send both into the mental trap of thinking about all the personal and global reasons we, quote, should be worse.
Fabulous.
Sociopathic, foul-mouthed biker trash should turn on you in a second for no reason, like a mad pit bull whose food bowl you get too close to and then wind up stalking you all over the internet. Narcissistic, paranoid, delusional, closet schizophrenic, socially repugnant, alcoholic meth heads who viciously spit on their girlfriend and their girlfriend's daughters and drug-induced ragers. Submissively dominant delusional dorks on the wrong meds who can't hear the word no. Little sense of personal hygiene or linear thought. The social sensibility bordering on the mentally retarded. Who whine incessantly about their ambivalent and insist you lend them $10. Paranoid, hot-headed, borderline, make a pothead, rageaholic, troglodyte resembling, college radio station general managers with type AAA personalities, always on your last nerve, screaming at you over the phone at the top of their resin-coated lungs. Pear-shaped cranksters with hepatitis who are bigger than the Honda motorcycles they ride in. Roommates who announce cheerfully, I got a job today, every 1.5 weeks, and then giggle like Pee Wee Herman, mysteriously disappearing on rent day. Middle-aged angry loners decked out completely in green camouflage, hollering at the bewildered night crew at Jack in the Box at 4 a.m. that they want respect. People obliviously humming and making little noises and comments to themselves and hitting the keys too hard and talking on their cell phone while you're trying to work on the computer quietly at the library. People obliviously standing directly in front of open doorways or at the foot of escalators chatting where other people obviously have to walk. Conservative butthead homeowners who actually are failed artists resembling the real-life Fred Flintstone in gated communities who are very smug and self-satisfied about being conservative and have to push their political views in your face every 5 minutes at family gatherings and inquire about your beard. People who don't understand and don't want to understand. Please, all of you, go somewhere, anywhere, as long as it's not here. I'd rather be completely alone than put up with the likes of you ever again.
We're in a race. It is essential. With the conflict that we have around the world, it means seeing that our economy moves forward even faster than it has, with the kind of leadership that we can provide in these years ahead. That we not keep just freedom for ourselves, that we not just hold our own. It means keeping America even stronger militarily. See that the young people of America particularly, the young people of America particularly, which distinguishes us from the atheistic materialists, from the atheistic materialists, and we're going to move even further ahead. We're in a race. It is essential with the conflict that we have around the world, it is essential that we extend freedom, extend it to all the world. But we aren't going to move America forward more than what we've been doing, because we are first in the world. It will not be our ambition that will determine it. And we aren't going to be able to lead the world to win this struggle for freedom so that we can be a splendid example for all the world to see. And so I say in conclusion, keep America's faith strong. In other words, the next president, as he leads America in the free world, and faith in God.
I'd love to touch your pussy.
Go deeper. Oh, please. Oh, please. Oh, please. Oh, please. Oh, please. Oh.